According to the WMO, global warming continues to be sustained by increasing concentrations of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, which reached new highs in 2012. Michel Jarreau, Secretary General of WMO, says the warming is not uniform over the planet, with some places warmer and others cooler.
That's a normal. The response of the atmosphere is always a complex one, and even though it's in the top 10 years, it was not uniform. And in 2012, you can see in particular very warm spots over part of the Sahelian region, over Australia, over Europe, Asia, and even higher in the higher latitude.
In fact, says Mr. Jarreau, who presented graphs to make his point, the last decade was the warmest on record.
What we call cold years now are actually warmer than any warm year before 98. A cold year now is warmer than the warmest year before 98. And this is very, very clear on this graph. This is further confirmation of the fact that the warming certainly has not stopped.
The head of WMO says that among extreme events that occurred this year was a heat wave in Australia.
The heat wave in 2013 was particularly extreme in Australia. It experienced its hottest months ever observed in January 2013, leading actually to the hottest summer. Summer being in Australia, December to February. And on 7th of January, in particular, a national average daily maximum temperature was reached, and it was over 40 degrees, 40.3 degrees centigrade. And locally in Moomba, which is in South Australia, a temperature of 49.6 degrees was observed, which is absolute record for Australia.
Other parts of the world were affected by extreme weather events this year. Omar Badu, a scientific expert at WMO, says the agency has been focusing on the big events, including drought.
We have a severe drought, one of the worst drought in Southern Africa, which hit Angola and Namibia with a devastating impact on agriculture and water supply. We had similar drought extreme event in northeast Brazil. We are still assessing the impact, but it looks like it's one of the major drought that Brazil is facing now. Similarly, on United States, we have also southwestern United State is still being hit by severe drought, and also parts of China and also elsewhere.
The World Meteorological Organization has issued its report to update participants in the major United Nations Conference on Climate Change taking place in Warsaw, Poland. Derek Imbata, United Nations.